You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show. We're continuing to look at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. The stories in this book are about continuous journeys, perpetual transitions from one state to another. The people I have interacted with have taught me that if one person's purpose is not evident, defined, or being fulfilled, it is time to redefine and rethink what it should be. These people and their stories taught me that the sweet spot is only possible if one is open to change and willing to be fully committed to the journey of transition. That journey is what we call life. The establishment of an individual's personal purpose is, above all, the only way in which the purpose effect and the sweet spot can truly come into fruition. The interviews, conversation with friends, and extensive research led to the purpose effect model, which is shown in a graphic, which I'll define verbally. So personal purpose involves three sub-purposes: to define, decide, and develop. The organizational purpose involves engagement, ethical, delivery, service, delight, and engagement. And finally, the role purpose involves job, career, purpose. But the sweet spot, which lies at the middle of these three purposes, is elusive. It can suddenly or unexpectedly disappear too. What was the sweet spot for a team member one day in their role can vanish in the next when, for example, an unexpected workforce reduction plan is put into motion. Even after an organization reaches the sweet spot and is fully demonstrating the good deeds, market forces may cause it to deviate from its previously established purpose mindset. What usually happens is that panic ensues. Senior management begins making myopic decisions for short-term gains, and scores of team members are left wondering what happened. In such scenarios, there can be debilitating effects on a team member's personal purpose. Clearly, the collective also regresses in terms of organizational purpose. Although this book has focused mainly on the organization and its team members in full-time roles, we must not forget that there is an ever-growing number of people working for multiple organizations at the same time. These contingent or independent workers, not the focal point of this book, but possibly the main attraction in another, are not only on the rise, they too pursue a personal purpose in what they do. Despite the fact that these types of individuals may be working in multiple roles for more than one organization at a time, it does not absolve an organization from incorporating them in the path towards assisting rule-based purpose. Likewise, there are no reasons contingent workers should not reach the sweet spot located between role purpose, personal purpose, and organizational purpose. Notwithstanding, all of us must recognize that personal purpose should always be taught as a perennial motion, something that must be constantly attended to. Throughout the journey, by way of gaining new experiences, insights, and knowledge, our personal purpose can shift as well. But an individual must not rely solely on the organization for the sweet spot to materialize. Any alteration in our understanding and redefinition of personal purpose requires realignment with the organizations that we work for, the roles we fulfill, and our responsibility to society. Anything less than being 100% attentive to personal purpose may result in the sweet spot being lost or never being achieved in the first place. One key point to surface is that the sweet spot is not the final destination. Rather, it is an outcome of the alignment between personal, organizational, and role purpose. If a sense of personal purpose has been lost, the likelihood of organizational or role purpose greatly diminishes. It may even be impossible. After putting the purpose effect through the tetrad, this was the lesson I learned. My original thesis contested that if a balance between the organization's purpose and a purpose in someone's role existed, that life would be better off for the individual and that personal purpose would either materialize or solidify. I was wrong. What I discovered is that an individual's sweet spot will manifest if personal purpose becomes the top priority and is constantly tended to. People must also allow their personal purpose to evolve. Personal purpose can grow and mature so long as team members continue developing, defining, and deciding their what, who, and how. What it may start with, why, and Simon Sinek claims, for the sweet spot to be realized, personal purpose must be in perpetual motion. It must be at the forefront of oneself. Janice Williams had this to say regarding the need for continuous development and perseverance. Quote, "It is entirely possible to be in the sweet spot, happily going about your career, excelling in every way imaginable, and then to find that the purpose of the organization has shifted, your role has shifted, or what you have shifted in some way, for it is all to grind to a heart-crushing halt. The key is to reorganize when you are no longer in that sweet spot, to understand yourself, to understand your role, understand your organization, and understand your environment. Fix it if you can, but if you cannot, you owe it to yourself to believe that another sweet spot is out there. Do whatever you can to get there. Understand yourself, understand the roles you play well, and find or create an organization that shares your purpose. Persevere, pause if you must, but do not stop." Unquote. The focus of this final chapter is to provide guidance to help create and maintain the sweet spot. This is informed both by my research and by my personal experience, as well as by the individual stories we have encountered during the course of this book. Advice is offered for both an individual and organizational perspectives. Guiding tip: write a personal declaration of purpose. In a 2014 Harvard Business Review article entitled From Purpose to Impact, authors Scott Snook and Nick Craig indicated fewer than 20% of leaders have a strong sense of their own individual purpose. Even fewer can distill their purpose into a concrete statement. The consulting group Imperative and New York University collaborated this point. The authors discovered that only 28% of the workforce defines the role of work in their lives primarily as a source of personal fulfillment and a way to help others. If team members do not possess an understanding of their personal purpose, The first step is to create a personal purpose statement. But something stronger is required. It should not be a simple statement. Rather, it should be a declaration. A necessary action, therefore, is to define a personal declaration of purpose. Ilango Ivagovan believes that for the sweet spot to materialize, deciphering one's personal purpose should become priority one. We spend an extraordinary amount of time establishing organizational purpose and role purpose, but we hardly pay attention to personal purpose, said Ilango. Through his research and teaching, he has witnessed far too many team members putting extraordinary effort into organizational purpose, meaning mission, vision, and values, as well as role purpose, job descriptions, objections, and evaluation criteria that dwarfs the effort individuals should be investing with respect to the definition of one's personal purpose. He added, Ilango believes there is a large deficit between the three types of purpose. Individuals possess the ability to define their personal purpose, but an alarming amount of time is spent on organizational and role purpose instead. Especially in contrast to organizational and role purpose, where multiple stakeholders shape the outcomes. Ilango warned, however, quote, my advice would be to invest as much effort, if not more, in figuring out our personal purpose as we would in establishing the other two. Examples of various personal declarations of purpose were mentioned earlier from the likes of Kelsey Trigg, Jill Schrarnar, and Michael Bergay. Perhaps my favorite came from Brian Scudamore of the 1-800-GOT-JUNK firm. He was simple and to the point. Make meaning, not money. To create a personal declaration of purpose, individuals can utilize the following techniques. Incorporate how you decide to operate your life, how you will show up each and every day. Be succinct, specific, and jargon-free to ensure the declaration is equally expressive. Make it personal, make it yours, and incorporate strengths, interests, and core attributes. Once an individual's personal purpose has been declared, the next step is to ensure they take ownership of what they have crafted. If the declaration is the commitment to define one's purpose, acting upon it is to decide how someone is going to carry out their purpose each and every day. Each of these actions come from the work we discussed in earlier chapters regarding personal purpose. When I created my own personal declaration in the late 1990s, I realized it had to be something that defined me, allowing me to continue developing and forced me to decide how I would behave in any situation. How was I going to show up each and every day? My personal purpose declaration statement has been following ever since. We are not here to see through each other. We're here to see each other through. This declaration has guided me through life-altering decisions, often acting as my personal compass, my North Star. Of any action you plan to take to achieve the sweet spot based on my research, interviews, and personal experience, I cannot stress how important the personal declaration purpose statement can be to your long-term prosperity.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby, and you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, Instructor of Future Studies at Simon Fraser University. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
With thousands of homeless animals entering SPCA shelters each year, pet overpopulation is a serious problem in BC, but it's one you can help prevent. Spay or neuter your companion animal today. From our perspective, every homeless animal on our streets or in our shelters is one too many. For more information on spaying and neutering initiatives, visit the BC SPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF, 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenari, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We are looking at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pontefract. And we're now in the chapter, Sweet Spot Guidance, section, Guiding Tip. Don't stop believing and developing. Variety is one of the keys to establishing and maintaining one's personal purpose. For individuals truly to achieve personal purpose, they need to come into contact with a multitude of situations and to participate in a variety of projects in order to keep growing. This also keeps individuals learning what is pleasing to them in life. If one stops growing, experiencing, and developing, personal purpose may be inhibited. It took people I know, Bridget and Joe, several years to sort out their personal purpose. It took Kim and Jason of G Diapers a similar amount of time. Mary Hewitt took even longer. Yes, some people discovered it very early on in their lives. The likes of Mark Zuckerberg, John Lennon, and Oprah Winfrey are famous examples. But for most of us, developing, defining, and deciding our personal purpose is a long and continuous journey. Jacksonville Sausage Corey Bullock is a fan of another of Stephen Covey's best self concept from the book, The Eighth Habit, From Effectiveness to Greatness. He sees a connection between one's best self, developing personal purpose, and the sweet spot. Highly skilled, constantly developing, mobile people will always be able to find a role, said Corey. But when they are living Covey's best self, they are more likely to be a high achiever, doing something they love, something they're good at, something that fills a need and feels noble, and that generates the confidence to set out and achieve their own sweet spot. The best self Covey outlined in his book refers to someone, what someone is good at, what they love to do, pitted against the needs there are in the world. This is mapped alongside what one's soul and conscience drive them towards. If one is constantly developing themselves toward a best self, they can help them reach their personal purpose. There are certain tactics I recommend for individuals to help create and continue developing their personal purpose. If it is available, team members could participate in programs such as a short-term rotation, job shadowing, as well as being part of a cross-departmental project team. Exposing oneself to a variety of experiences and opportunities at work is crucial to increase knowledge and learning. Outside of work, there are innumerable ways in which one can help develop their personal purpose. Joining a club, volunteering at a community center, registering for a local program, being part of your city's various initiatives, or meeting new people at local events are ways to learn from others in an attempt to develop and hone personal purpose. Of course, any type of formal, informal, or social learning opportunity is going to assist as well. The concept of networking and building relationships is also important. Team members who have to warm relations with people across various stakeholders, internally and externally, will feel more connected to their life, role, and organization. When someone is connected to other human beings, they end up feeling a greater sense of self-worth. The Grant study from Harvard University, for example, famously proved that people who were more connected with others were 3 times as likely to have achieved success compared to those without such relationships. Phil Noetling is the founder and CEO of Qualify, an organization committed to creating intuitive technology to the power of future of hiring. He too believes networking and relationship building are keys to personal purpose. He says, to me, it all comes down to relationships, from professors and advisors to colleagues and customers. People are what bring real purpose and meaning. Not only did I find my purpose and current opportunities through these relationships, but they are also the glue that holds everything that we do together, on track and constantly pushing forward. With alignment in vision and ambition, the purpose becomes much more than a job that brings a paycheck. It is a mission powered and empowered by people and relationships. Every day is a new opportunity to further that purpose. We are all the more confident and able knowing you're living that purpose together. In addition to relationships, when a team member seeks to improve a cause or situation, research also suggests it could lead to personal purpose. We might say there is joy in giving, which in turn creates a helper's high. Through the act of giving, individuals end up stimulating areas in the brain associated with trust, social connection, and pleasure, creating a warm glow feeling in their contributions. It is these types of activities that can also prompt the development of one's purpose. Jeffrey Pruitt of TELUS chimed in at this point about giving. An example of the sweet spot for many of our team members is around we give where we live. A core pillar and essential element of our culture to give back to the communities where we live, work, and serve. Corporate social responsibility drives the engagement of our team members and also acts as a draw for recruiting. Our team members, particularly this next generation of millennials, are proud to work for a company that shares their values and supports causes that are important to them. Ultimately, if employees are aligned with and truly engaged in a company, they develop that deep sense of trust and respect that drives them to do remarkable things for their peers, for their organization, for their customers, and for the community where they live, work, and serve. Building upon one's networking skills and boosting relationships, getting involved inside and outside of work, being exposed to variety, adapting to be a constant learner, and becoming a contributor or giving person are likely to assist in the development of personal purpose. The ultimate point to remember is that people continuously need to be developing if they are to remain in the purpose mindset and within the sweet spot itself. The best self is out there, but as Tim McDonald suggested with a contrarian opinion, stop trying to establish the sweet spot and start discovering where it already exists. To discover the sweet spot, however, requires the individual to be constantly developing themselves, defining themselves, and deciding how they want to be each and every day. Guiding tip: write an organizational declaration of purpose. John Cage, famous essayist and artist, once wrote, quote, "Look at everything. Don't close your eyes to the world around you. Look and become curious and interested in what there is to see." A team member's role-based purpose mindset is aided by an organization that commits to a purposeful way of operating. Thus, it is the organization that must be opening its eyes to the world around it. As we have discovered, these organizations, fixated solely on profit or power, often do not enable an individual's personal or role-based purpose. For many, actually, it does the opposite. When team members are empowered to help, innovate, and collaborate, be it with one another, with customers, with the community, or with society, both the organization and the team members benefit. Most individuals are on a quest for recognized self-worth in the work in order to provide benefits to others. To help achieve this state, an organization's senior leadership team could start by redefining its organizational purpose. It is a tall order, but one that can pay huge dividends. by establishing a purpose-first strategic intent that serves the interest of all stakeholders. An organization likely will have a far greater buy-in from its team member population to achieve its mission and objectives. When team members are brought in and able to demonstrate purpose in their role, the organizational benefits begin to quickly accrue. Thus, the creation of an organizational declaration of purpose, as we discussed, for personal purpose, helps deliver the purpose effect. Rick Waltzman is the executive director of the Drucker Institute at the Claremont Graduate University. He believes that leaders have to be much clearer about their organization's larger purpose in order for both individuals and the collective to enjoy success in the future. He said, it begins with a clear understanding of who their customer is, what the customer values and the needs, and how the organization is fulfilling that need. Rick has been studying purpose for years. In Fortune magazine, he once wrote, in an era in which cultivating talent is increasingly essential, building a deep and authentic sense of purpose could be a company's ultimate competitive advantage. This was in response to his discovery that Unilever was in the number three spot at LinkedIn's most sought-after employees in the world. Unilever's quest to ensure both the declaration of organizational purpose as well as profits is somewhat unique, but so too is his insistence that team members be treated fairly and that talent development programs align to its purpose-first mission. Unilever's declaration of purpose is to make sustainable living commonplace. We work to create a better future every day with brands and services that help people feel good, look good, and get more out of life. Another example is Quicken Loans, a financial lending company. The United States' largest online retail mortgage lender and second largest overall retail lender firmly believes purpose balance with profit, the key component of both team member and organizational health. The firm encourages its team members to chase the skills that will make you great at what you are doing or what you are building, and not to chase money, because then and only then do the better members or the good money follow you. Not only does the firm believe customers are their primary focus, its purpose includes the development of its people in a way that reinforces a money doesn't come first distinction. Quicken Loans' declaration that every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses. We're going to continue to look at this in future shows, so please stay tuned.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby, and Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
Listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.